Jerry Bader Show 1051. Jason with his dance-themed bumpers. Of course, the Badgers are at the big dance and hope to go to the biggest of the big dances Monday. But first, they have to get past Kentucky. One half of the final four matchups, they're the second game. Yeah, they're the second game on Saturday. Joining us now to talk about that is editor of the Madtown Badger blog and writer for the Bleacher Report, Andy Coppins. Andy, good to talk with you again.
Hey, good to speak with you too, Jerry.
All right, let's start. By the way, in the time that we have, I think you and I disagree on the compensation for college athletes, and I want to get to that as well, too. But let's start with talking about the game. I read a couple of pieces, one in the Wall Street Journal and the other I don't remember where, pointing out the different recruiting styles of the University of Kentucky and versus the University of Wisconsin. Kentucky likes to cherry pick and try to find future NBA athletes, and they apparently have done that. It could be all starting five might leave college early to go to the pros. Bo Ryan takes more of a grow it approach, where let's take young, you know, players, develop raw talent, and that's how where they got where they are, and that's how Kentucky got where they are. Do you see that as giving one the edge over the other once they're where they are now?
Not necessarily. For me, the only advantage that I would see if I'm looking at this as a Wisconsin fan is that, very simply, the Badgers have upperclassmen. They've got guys who have been in big game situations before, been on a bigger stage, maybe are personally a little more mature in handling some of the, you know, off the court things that'll happen surrounding the Final Four. But, you know, on the basketball court, once that ball is tipped, you know, all the stuff that we're going to talk about doesn't really matter all that much in terms of, you know, what the players are actually going to do against each other.
Physically and matchup-wise, how do you see these teams matching up?
Well, I think, you know, Wisconsin fans, if you've been following the entire journey for the Badgers, it's kind of the same refrain. This team is long, they're athletic, they're bigger, you know, this, that, or the other thing. The only difference is, with Kentucky, it's the fact that their guards are bigger than our guards are. That hasn't been the case. Their smallest player on the court for Kentucky is 6'5". So there's a big discrepancy between Trayvon Jackson and their point guard, and it's going to be interesting to see how the Badgers handle that, especially on the offensive end, if they're going to have to back off a little bit or, you know, how they're going to handle that.
Yeah, in fact, scroll up, Jason. Here, right there. Jason just found something online, Andy. Kentucky is the number one offensive rebounding team in the country. Wisconsin is number 12 defensive rebounding team in the country. That's a matchup of strength on strength, but the key stat on Saturday night is going to be how Kentucky shoots from the three. But let's go back to that matchup. That there's the strength on strength.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it. I think, you know, all you had to do is really take a look at Wisconsin versus Arizona, and that was strength on strength as well. Arizona was a great offensive rebounding squad. I think they were fourth or fifth. And now you got the Badgers, who are 12th in defensive rebounding. It's going to be interesting because I think it's going to be a very physical game between both of these teams. They both like to mix it up quite a bit, and whoever can get that advantage is going to be key. And like you mentioned, the three-point shooting for Kentucky has been on fire in the tournament. They weren't that great all season long, but all it takes is a run in the tournament to be hot, and that's what Kentucky's done.
Kentucky a point-and-a-half favorite, so the way the odds makers see this, yeah, this is going to be another brutal game. Let me ask you this. The Badgers have been in, you know, especially the last game, but they have been in some incredible games where they've come back. They were resilient. They've had to win some incredibly brutal games. Do you see that as a plus or a minus? Does that experience help, or could you finally reach a burnout point on that?
Yeah, that's the big question, to be honest with you. This team is, you know, they've had their ups and downs this year, and this is a matchup like the Indiana team that was long and athletic at the guards, and they gave them some trouble. But I think the key is Wisconsin's kind of figured out their defensive identity for the first time all season long. And I think that continues in this game, and that's the major difference for me in terms of who Wisconsin is.
All right, we got about 2 minutes. You and I kind of disagree on the compensation for college players, right?
Yeah, I think we do.
Okay, let me throw this at you. There's an opinion piece in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel today. It's time to fairly compensate college athletes. Let me just throw one element at it, okay? Their skills are used to make billions of dollars. Their likenesses, their photos are used without compensation. Bare minimum, would it be wrong for players to be able to accept gifts, to accept endorsement deals, and to be paid for their likenesses to be used? Bare minimum, should that change?
I think there's got to be something done with that, especially in terms of, you know, video games and selling their images and likenesses. And, you know, at a bare minimum for me, why can't a guy get money for his autograph? It's his. It's not the university's, or, you know, hers in case of women's basketball or hockey or some of those things as well. I think at a bare minimum, the NCAA needs to take a look at that and find a way to compensate them, whether it's holding it in trust for them until graduation or doing something of that nature so that they are at least going to see something, some sort of a personal benefit from what they're doing.
That said, I completely disagree with the movement to unionize. I think that was a mistake. But wouldn't you agree, though, that the NCAA, by not addressing this issue at all, has kind of brought this on themselves?
A little bit. I also think that this is a case of the unions, whether it's the steelworkers
the
people that are behind the college union movement. If you take a look at who these people are, they're good salesmen. They're selling King Coulter. They're selling Northwestern a great big bill of goods, if you ask me. Because what they're doing is opening Pandora's box, and I'm not sure that the people at Northwestern or King Coulter or some of these other individuals understand the ramifications of what they're going to do.
I absolutely agree. I could not agree with you more on that point. Andy, we're out of time. Should be a great game, and let's hope that we have to talk again on Monday.
Yeah, that would be a good thing. So take care and have a great weekend.
You too. Enjoy the game. Andy Coppins, editor of Madtown Badger blog and writer for the Bleacher Report. All right, we've got a couple of things. We got actually a lot of things for the after show video that I did not get to. We'll get to as many as we can in the after show video, which Jason and I will get to at some point here this afternoon. Jason, I'm really not sure when, but we'll get to it and we'll get it posted. 10:58. 8 minutes to rush. Have a lovely weekend and go Bucky!
The Jerry Bader Show.